Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 97 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, June 16th, 2011, from the adequately saturated Midwest. Thank you very much. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
How y'all doing? I am doing fine. For those of you curious to know, the kidney stone that had me heavily medicated for last week's program passed off this plane and into another sometime late Saturday, and all is well now. Jeepers, we're going to get right into the routine tonight. Here we go. It's a good night for some Schlitz.
Nothing else comes near when you're out of Schlitz. You're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do when you're out of Schlitz. You're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
From 1965, this is the Rockin' Berries and Poor Man's Blues.
Up each day with the rising sun. I've got a job and it must be done. I leave for work feeling good 'cause you're on. Thought of you helps me pass the time. I'm a poor man's son. Push, push and moan, working with a smile. Just loving you makes it all worthwhile.
Well, we lost one of the great ones this past week. Whoa! Hang on there. I'm not ready for you. Let's fix that. All right, let's fix it over here too while I'm thinking about it. Yeah, okay. We did. We lost one of the great ones this week. Carl Gardner passed away at the age of, here, quick, let me do the math. He would have been 83. No, is that right? Yeah, it's 1928, 72. Yeah, 83 years old. He was a singer and he was actually the primary vocalist with the Coasters. But before he was with the Coasters, he was with a group called the Robins. And they had one very well-known song together as the Robins. And this is it right now from 1955. Here you go.
Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the scene
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Her chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
they said, man, be careful. From behind the counter, I saw a man, a shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
"You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear out on that."
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
and so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when the Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
You know, Carl, along with the rest of the Coasters, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1987, very well deserved. From 1971, off of their 2 Years On album, this is Morris Gibb singing with the Bee Gees on this gem right here. This is called Lay It On Me. In theory. How about we hit the play? Oh, yeah. That ain't it. That ain't it. That's it.
Don't you drink with me, 'cause you know that I'm a loser. And I'm proud of that fact, as you can plainly see. Never did what people said I should've. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. Spend my life working up a sweat to be a bad boy, getting girls into trouble every day. Going from town to town, now I tell you I've been around. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. Lean on me! Yeah.
with me, 'cause I tell you that I'm a loser. And I'm proud of that fact, as you can plainly see. Going from town to town, now I tell you I've been around. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good. I'm just a low-down critter who never did any good.
The Bee Gees from 1971 and Lay It On Me, featuring the late Morris Gibb. He was one of the twins, don't you know? Now there's only one twin left. I don't know how that works. Are you a twin? Are you still a twin when you're the survivor? I don't know how that works. Golly, how does this work from 1952? Let's find out.
To you, my heart cries out perfidia, for I find you the love of my life
in somebody else's eyes.
Your eyes are echoing perfidia, forgetful of a promise of love,
you're sharing another's charm. With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a broken melody. While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be.
And now, I know my love was not for you. And so I'll take it back with a sigh.
Perfidious one, goodbye.
My dreams have faded like a broken melody.
While the gods of love look down and laugh at what for man and fools we mortals be.
And now, I know my love was not for you. And so I'll take it back with a sigh, perfidious one.
Well, you know, I'm getting a lot of reports from folks tuning into the stick cam that it's underperforming this evening. And what we're going to do right now is I'm going to play a little music for those of you listening on Shoutcast for as long as it takes me to restart a couple of applications. We're going to see if that fixes us up. So for you stick cam viewers, bear with me.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get right back into the regular scheduled programming right now with the remainder of our tribute to Mr. Gardner, who passed away on June 12th. And this is from the Coasters, strangely enough. And this is from 1960. And I'm fond of it.
I was shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all in sport clothes, like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Ooh, that suit's pure hair and bone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
I'm gonna let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice? Them buttons are solid gold.
You made a deal, so.
That collar's pure camel hair.
Well, you can just sit that right there on that chair. And you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but your
credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ooh, ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain. Ooh, pure, pure herringbone.
That's a suit you'll never own.
Lord have mercy. I got a good job sweeping up it.
Apparently, my audio is stone cold dead in the market. From 1945, this is Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Jordan.
Dead in the market, he's stone cold dead in the market, he's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home, I gave her a beating. So she catch up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she washed it in. I like old dead in the market, stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Thank you.
My family, they swearing to kill her. My family, they swearing to kill her.
His family, they swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Yeah, like old did in the market, child. Cold did in the market, child. Like old did in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure, he ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Hey, child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market. Murder, stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
All right, well, apparently things are working better now. I stopped and started a couple of applications. I think there's a lesson in all of this. I think these machines need to be restarted each week right before the program. It couldn't possibly hurt. Just crazy, or as Los Yorks might say, el loco. Tate says I'm bringing back fond memories of past loves of his life. I'm happy to do that. That's what we're all about, is playing the songs of yesteryear that take us all tripping down the more beautiful garden paths of our memory lane, including absolutely crazy girlfriends. Yes, that's for you, Tate. I didn't know it was for you, but I swear it's for you. We've got a little announcement coming up right now. First, a hint. Right now, a hint from 1971 and the man with the lisp.
Saturday began much the same as other days, but ended up different in many ways. Love is in the world since Saturday. Moments came, but somehow it didn't seem the same. The sadness of Friday had somehow changed to the happy sounds of Saturday. Saturday, ever-loving Saturday. I whistled to bluebirds. I tried to tell them how you brought me sunshine. My head's full of new words. They sing to the sound of the day after Friday. Come and see the flowers of love she gave to me. The touches of laughter and harmony. To the happy sounds of Saturday. Saturday, ever-loving Saturday.
just a fire in harmony to the happy sounds of Saturday, Saturday, ever loving Saturday, 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 ever loving Saturday.
Well, what about Saturday, you may well ask? Well, let me tell you. I will tell you. Some friends of mine, some new friends of mine on internet radio, calling themselves Hank Hayes and Gymnasium, have been internet radio broadcasters for many years. In fact, they have been pirate radio broadcasters on terrestrial radio going back to the late 70s, which is quite impressive when you consider that they are my age. Yes, they started this as very young men, and they have the arrest records to prove it. And they have invited me to participate in a rotation of friends of theirs broadcasting on their airspace or their web space on Saturdays. And on Saturday, July 2nd, 2011, I will be doing 3 hours on the Hank and Jim Network from 8 to 11 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Regular readers of my weekly email updates can expect more information about this, and information can be found on hinkydinky.net probably sometime in the next couple of days. I'm really looking forward to doing a long-form program on the Saturday night slot, probably about once a month. I'm really looking forward to that. And Saturday is also by the Carpenters. Beer burp is this week's Rory Radio staple, in case you were wondering. That brings us to this piece of important weekly business.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, we've already heard some Bee Gees, but that's not going to stop us because, where the heck is it? Golly. Where the heck is it? Did I not do the right thing? Well, we're going to find this real quick. 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey, we have this song, which I'm going to find by looking it up. Watch me do this. Oh, golly. Hey, why don't we do this while I'm doing that? I have a great idea. Because radio is nothing if it is not improvisational in nature. Except that's missing, too. Oh, heck. Listen to Smokey from 1978, won't you?
Juanita came to me last night and she cried over and over. Ooh, Daddy, I love you, you know, and I think it's the moonlight. She looked so fine, well, she looked alright, and she moaned, ooh, Daddy, move over. Oh, baby, you know what I like, and I think it's the moonlight. Bathing Mexico, school in France, ooh, la love, and she needed no teaching. Oh, man, I can say international ways I believe.
That was a band called Smokey from 1978, and a song you won't be surprised to learn is called Mexican Girl. We're going to try this one more time. We're getting things back on the tracks here in Hinky Dinky Land right now.
WCFL, Chicago.
So, 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area on the Big Ten Music Survey from WCFL Radio, the voice of labor, that's correct, the voice of labor, was this song by the Bee Gees.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrows.
Stop the rain from falling down.
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser ever win?
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow.
Can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world?
Please
help me mend my broken heart.
Because it's Anything Can Happen Day here at the Mickey Mouse Club and at Hinky Dinky Time Radio, we are doing everything completely out of order tonight, and that's just fine, don't you think? Yes. Oh, for crying out loud. The song that I thought was missing was never missing. I just wasn't reading right, and that's fine with me. Right now, we're going to hear... I don't know if you'll remember this or not. It'll be interesting. From 1985, this is Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Tell me if you remember this. Pass on it, baby. Don't mean maybe. Yeah, from 1985, that's Kid Creole and the Coconuts and Endicott. I can remember watching that video back on the USA Network on Night Flight, because we got USA Network and Night Flight, and that's where we watch videos, because here in this backwater, it took forever to get MTV. So we got our videos like once a week on the weekends, and it was kind of, but we got Peter Ivers on New Wave Theater, and that was really cool. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. Anyway, this.
Take me out to the forest, take me up in the scrub. Oh, buy me some peanuts and frankincense. I don't care if I never get back. Let me run for the home. Even they don't win, it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3, but you're out there the old ball game.
Well, it's been a very hard row to hoe for the Chicago Cubs, but there has been a little sparkle of sunshine this past week, as we have just finished a series with the Central Division first place leading Milwaukee Brewers, and have taken 3 out of 4 games from them in that series, just ahead of returning to interleague play, where we will be hosting the New York Yankees at Wrigley Field this weekend. Unfortunately, neither Yankees fans nor Cubs fans will get to witness Derek Jeter hit his 3,000th hit, because it looks like the Yankees came up with some BS to put him on the disabled list to kind of park him so that he doesn't hit that 3,000th hit until he's back in New York during the homestand. I kind of understand that, but it's cheap. It's really cheap. There was an interview with Cubs owner Tom Ricketts yesterday. He was asked some really tough questions, and he gave some really squishy answers. He gave Jim Hendry the dreaded vote of confidence. We all know what that usually means, at least eventually. And he said something when queried about things to do with Cubs president Crane Kenny and his future, and the need to possibly put a person who knows something about baseball in charge, that he didn't see the need to have a baseball guy overseeing his baseball guy and his baseball. It was nonsense. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. Having run out of players, the Cubs have begun pulling random seat numbers to select fans for the injury of the day. So if you hurry, there are plenty of seats left for Cubs games. If you watch the games, you can see there's lots of elbow room. So if you get your tickets and get on down there, you might take a spike to the neck or take a foul ball off a shin or something, and you can miss 2 weeks of work courtesy of the Chicago Cubs, and that's pretty special. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report.
Cool it. Your mama's going on a date. Can you dig that?
Don't come home pregnant.
20th Century Fox presents James Earl Jones and Diane Carroll in Claudine.
You know, I had 2 marriages and 2 almost marriages.
Groovy, I had a couple of them myself.
It's about life.
I knew that nigga was gonna walk out on you.
Get away from me, Charles!
It's about love.
Love is when a man brings the groceries instead of eating yours.
It will make you laugh.
She's coming up the stoop, the social worker. Honey, get rid of the TV and hide.
It will let you cry.
Mama, I'm not a baby anymore. I know you're not a baby, but you're not a woman either. Nothing!
Claudine, starring James Earl Jones, Diane Carroll, and the music of Curtis Mayfield and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Claudine, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Well, the only thing I can think of that could possibly follow up that motion picture promotional spot is something from Sir Tom Jones. And I know what everybody wants to hear when they think Tom Jones, they think the young New Mexican puppeteer. Am I right? Am I right?
In a town near Albuquerque lived the most concerned young boy. He said, lately I have noticed folks don't live with peace and joy, with frowns and worries in their their faces. They're lost and don't know where to go. He said, I'll get the people straightened by putting on a puppet show. The young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they'd listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. First he carved out young Abe Lincoln. Abe will teach them civil rights. Then a king named Martin Luther, so they'd recall his peaceful fight. Old Mark Twain, his wit and wisdom, will surely show them life is fun. But he smiled with satisfaction when the Prince of Peace was done. The young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they'd listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. Now his puppet shows were clever, and he made the people laugh. When he got across the message to walk along love's open path, they built him his own puppet theater, decked out with spotlights, yellow and red. And then they wrote him up in all the papers, and this is what the story said. It said the young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they would listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got some string and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. The young New Mexican puppeteer, he saw the people all lived in fear. He thought that maybe they would listen to a puppet telling them what to do. And now he got something and he got some wood. He did some carving and he was good. And folks came running so they could hear the young New Mexican puppeteer. Oh!
You know, from 1967, we have this. This is King Curtis and the Kingpins, and they're serving up a big heaping bowl of Memphis soul stew.
Today's special is Memphis soul stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat bag drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now That's just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. Bring to a boil. That's it right there. Now beat well.
Was King Curtis from 1967 and Memphis Soul Stew from 1934. This is the Mills Brothers and Limehouse Blues. Whoops. What can I tell you? It's been slightly bumpy tonight, and for that I am profoundly nonplussed. And on that note, I'll meet y'all right back here next week. We'll see if we can do any better at this. And a reminder, on Saturday, July 2nd, Hinky Dinky Time Radio takes over the Hank and Jim Network. Watch your mailboxes or visit hinkydinky.net sometime after, say, tomorrow, for more information about how you can join me that night for all of the musical mayhem that is to come. And on that note, good night, everybody. I'll see you next week. There will be a rebroadcast. I don't know why. I just don't know why. I can't tell you what for. I just don't know.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Mystic fate combined to make you mine.